This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله, dear listener. From all around the world, welcome to another episode of For a Better Life. This is a new session, and thank you for joining me in this session of For a Better Life. This is Asma. Just like always, I have the honor to be your host. It's been some sessions that we are talking about qualities of a real Muslim and mu'min. We have been through some ideas. We talked about generosity. We talked about kindness and caring. We said that we have to go according to the narrations, follow our dear imams and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And also, I said that it needs nurturing. That means it does not happen in only one night, and it's not going to happen through sitting in your place, not reading, not studying, and then everything miraculously being manifested in front of you. So these sort of features and qualities do not work like a stream. They do not come like a blow. You have to go through too much of practice. You have to consider every single action you take. And actually, you have to work on yourself. The thing that I'm always focusing on is to practice with your heart, is to go through too much of caring and to preserve your heart from the spots and the darkness that might get into it. Now, for today's episode, we're going to discuss about some other feature and quality of a Muslim, and that is going to be tolerance. Well, Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam was so much famous for controlling his temper and anger. In real life, it's very difficult to keep a tight rein on your temper. It's very difficult. Imagine you're in a situation where you have been oppressed, or something wrong has been attributed to you. Or, I don't know, even in some everyday basis sort of situation that happens, and you lose your temper, and then maybe you would say things you do not mean to say, maybe you do things you do not mean to do. And then after that, there comes this regret that is going to eat you and kill you. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
What we learn from Imam Musa alayhi salam is to control our temper and anger. This is not going to happen, just as I say, so miraculously. You have to go through too much of steps. The way that many people use for controlling their anger is to change their situation. The easiest way is to just leave your place, to go into another place, just change your direction and forget about the people that are around you and that are causing your temper to just boil. You can simmer down by thinking about other things that might have a relieving effect on your soul and on your brain in a way that you do not think about what you're hearing that is causing so much of terrible for your brain and that's causing you to act according to your temper, not according to your true self. Another fact is that you can avoid the people that you know they are going to cause you too much of, ill and evil situation in a way that you would get into this bad temper. You're going to feel so much angry. Just avoid those people. And I'm sure there are some more of steps and some more of techniques that you might know for yourself. I mean, every single one of us has got an instruction book for themselves. So we know what is going to make us angry and we have to just avoid it. This is the best way to avoid anger. If we just have a look on our narrations, we see that the Prophet, peace be upon him and his companion, says that the one who is going to vanquish his anger, though he has the capability, he has the power to answer it back, God is going to give them the reward and the blessings of a martyr, which means those people who turn off their anger, who rein it in, are considered to be rewarded as the martyrs, which is a very, very magnificent reward. So talking about it is pretty much easy, but trust me, it's not as easy as we're just talking about it. It's much more than just the sentence that you're saying it. When the Prophet is giving us this insight about the people who control their anger, that means it is so important to control your emotions, your passions that are going to overcome you. So whenever you feel this anger that is boiling inside of you, you can just change your situation. You can go through different techniques that you know it is going to work for you. And also I told you that there is a big chance and risking yourself when you just leave the situation, when you avoid the people that are telling things that is tempering you. That's all.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
I guess the whole story about anger is to learn how to control it. And this learning is not so easy. I know it is very difficult. And as we hear it from the stories that we have in our narrations, Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam were so kind toward people who caused them too much of terribles. I mean, there are too much of the stories that we hear. One of them is about Imam Sajjad alayhi wasalam. There was one of his relatives that came, that actually approached him when he was sitting in the mosque with his students. Then he said things that were so wrong and he was not expected to say. What happened is that Imam alayhi salam did not answer to that man. Everybody was wondering why. Then Imam said that according to the quotes of the holy book of Quran, we have to be controlling our anger. We have to be kind and we have to be forgiving the people who are doing us the wrong things. So there are three main points we have to consider when we are angry. First thing, you have to control it. Second thing is to forget about it. And the third thing is to just forgive and let go. The easiest way to wrap it up is that please let go and do not get so angry at the very trivial things. Do not let little things get into your head and put you in that situation where you feel so much angry and so much like boiling. So that's all the time that we've got for today's episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. every shade of palm, every closed hand in us, every sparkling tear on every eyelash in us, every thought I have and every word I share.